We're here at the NFL Scouting Combine with NFL Network analyst Bucky Brooks. Bucky, while you're here at the Scouting Combine, what can be learned along as the week goes along?
You know, it's a huge week. It's a huge opportunity for evaluators to not only watch what the guys do on the turf, but really you want to get an opportunity to get to know them. This is the first chance you get a chance to sit down in front of them, figure out who they are, figure out what makes them tick. Are they passionate about football? Understand what kind of character they're going to bring to the table. And once you get that part of it, it makes it easier for kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together when you watch the tape.
As you look at this draft class, what do you think of the strengths of each position?
You know, I think the strengths of this draft class are the wide receivers again. I think the wide receivers are deep and talented. I think there are a bunch of guys that you can get in multiple rounds that can come in and help you. I also think defensive backs, I think there's some cornerbacks that are intriguing. I think those guys can help you. But the running back class is really what I'm very, very excited about.
With these strengths in the draft, what do you think would be a fit for the Kansas City Chiefs specifically?
Well, obviously, when you let go two wide receivers that played a lot for you, and then you have a guy that may be uncertain in terms of Dwayne Bowe, you got to address that wide receiver position. You need to find some playmakers, some guys that can put the ball in the paint, guys that are very, very explosive. So now you don't have to rely so much on the tight end. I think there are a number of guys in the draft that can do that.
Andy Reid is known for the West Coast. Are there anyone specifically you think that could fit in that scheme?
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple guys. Obviously, you want catch and run playmakers, guys that can run with the ball in the hands. If you talk about the top of the board, Amari Cooper and Kevin White will probably be gone. Devontae Parker is a possibility there. I think Devin Funchess is a guy that has some injury because he's a big body playmaker that can make some things happen. Dorial Green-Beckham is kind of the wild card. You're talking about a guy that is big, he's physical, kind of reminiscent of what Plaxico Burress was. If you can vet out the character and if you're comfortable bringing him in the building, he could be a guy that could give you a lot of impact and production.
When John Dorsey and Andy Reid are in the room with a guy like Green Beckham, what do you think of the strategies to try to find out, okay, is this guy okay to bring on as a Kansas City Chief?
Well, it's even beyond the interview to 15 minutes, but you're going to shoot it straight. You want to know the character. You want to have him tell his side, and then you want to match that up with what your security detail finds. You also want to say, what have you been doing within the last year? You didn't play, but you practiced at Oklahoma. How has your game improved? What do you know? Where's your football knowledge at? You need to assess and determine all of those things because, in essence, you're getting a very young-minded underclassman that you bring into the league. How soon can you trust that guy to be your number one receiver? A lot of things have to go into that.
Okay, and the last question I have for you is, just looking at the Chiefs as a whole, even draft aside, what needs to be happening in this offseason?
Well, I mean, I think you got to continue to build upon the program. This is a team that is ready to go. Obviously, it went to the postseason a year ago, didn't make it this year, but there are a lot of intriguing pieces in place. Got to figure out what you're going to do with the pass rusher. Justin Houston is a dominant player. Can you bring him back to the fold? And if not, is D Ford ready to be that replacement? On offense, you got to address the wide receiver position. You need to be more explosive, more plays, and allow Alex Smith to really fully utilize all the options that are available in the passing game.
Well, there you go. There's Bucky Brooks on what the Kansas City Chiefs need to be doing. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
65 toss power trap.